This morning, we speak with Dr. Bronwyn Evans, CEO of Standards Australia. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Good morning, Annalyn.
Yes, it's the holiday season once again, and it's high time for celebrations and parties.
Absolutely, and what a lovely time of the year to be having parties and celebrations.
Yeah, but with this festive season also comes some dramas and unexpected problems with it, isn't it?
That's right, and I think it's something we all just need to be a bit careful about.
And Standards Australia is doing something to help Australian community and families as we celebrate holidays and Christmas.
That's right. We want to get the message out that this time of the year, in particular, because everyone wants to enjoy it, we all want to have a relaxing, stress-free, accident-free time. So it's about being smart as well as safe. So there's some really simple tips that people can use to help avoid just some of those common accidents that can happen in the holiday period.
And primary of this involves when you go to the beach, you love the water. What can we do to be safe?
There's a few things, especially around the beach. It's a time when you just need to be careful about taking precautions against severe sun exposure. So things like, you know, following the good guides about slipping on a hat and slopping on some sunscreen, making sure your eyes are protected as well, just seeking shade and being aware of how long you're out in the sun. So there's a few precautions about being in the sunshine and down at the beach, and always swimming between the flags on a patrolled beach as well.
So in short, this is slip, slop, slop, sick and slide.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all the yeses. Slip, slop, slap, seek, slide. If you can get your kids chanting that in the car on the way to the beach, you'll all remember.
It's a tongue twister, but it helps us.
Exactly. It's a nice, simple, the 5S principle for staying safe in the sun.
And another thing is also with, because it's Christmas time, there are lots of Christmas lights and decorations at home. How can families ensure that they are safe with this Christmas lights?
Well, there's a few things to do around your Christmas lights because, of course, Christmas lights to light up must have electricity. So a few tips there is always read the manufacturer's labelling and installation guides. Don't use lights that are specifically marked for internal use outside. If you see that any of the lamps have been damaged, always change them before you power up. Never put the power on and then change the lights. Check the labelling to see if it has a compliance mark on it. That just gives you the confidence and the trust that these Christmas lights that have been made to an Australian standard and are compliant, and avoid piggybacking power boards. Mm. So just good common sense, and turn the lights off before you go to bed. They do look beautiful all lit up at night, but making sure they're turned off so everyone can have a safe night's sleep without any worry.
Yeah, and also this season is very hot, so we tend to have our air conditioning on.
That's right.
Yeah, and if some of these lights failed, what can we do to ensure that standard?
So what I would do in the first place, when you're first buying the lights, just check and read that they do comply with the Australian standard. Have a look at the labelling requirements. And if you want to be really super safe, check the ACCC, the Australian Consumer Commission website, and just see if there are any brands of Christmas lights that are subject to a recall or there are any problems. So go to the shops when you're buying them in the first place, being armed with some good consumer information. And of course, if a product isn't fit for sale or it fails, you can always go back to the retailer you bought them from and explain the problem and ask them to help you.
Yeah, and what I'm seeing here, Bronwyn, is that in Australian stores, we don't really have the can we try this first before we bring it home thing. Especially with the toys or the gifts that we are buying. We can't really have them trialed at the store, isn't it?
That's right, and often toys are in packaging, and that's what you'd like when you're giving a gift, and you want to make sure that it's presented very nicely. Again, take the time and read the labels. Make sure that when you're buying a toy, you're buying a toy that's appropriate for the age of the child. I just spent a lovely weekend with a five-month-old baby, my great-nephew, and I can see that every single thing that comes within reach, he wants to put in his mouth.
Yeah.
You certainly don't buy anything that's suitable for an older child, knowing that any baby will always put it in their mouth. So check that toys are age-appropriate and use common sense.
Talking about children, very dangerous for them, especially are the button batteries.
Yes.
Yep. What can parents do to ensure that there is nothing as small as buttons scattered around the house?
Look, button batteries should always be kept somewhere away from children. So I think that's the very first thing for parents to do. You will sometimes need to have button batteries ready for replacement if something like a hearing aid or a small watch or some toy that you have that uses them. But keep the batteries away from children, and making sure that if there is a battery holder that it's properly clicked shut. Many toys and things like hearing aids or watches will have a clip over the back. So just make sure it's not possible for the children to get access to them. Discard any used batteries immediately. And if, and sometimes it will happen, if a child swallows a battery, go to the emergency department in the hospital very quickly, because you want to make sure as quickly as possible you can get some medical help.
It's very important to seek medical help.
Exactly, yes. Yep.
And last but not the least, we love the Barbies, sausages, yes, during parties. What can we do to be safe with this when we were cooking our barbecues and sausages?
Yes, well, first of all, pick the sausages that you like. That's always a good start.
Yeah.
And if you've got a gas cylinder connected to your barbecue, before you turn it on and before you use the cylinder, just check that all the connections are safe. And there's some simple ones you can do there by just putting a little bit of soapy water around the hose connection. If there's any bubbles that will form, then there must be some gas escaping. So definitely don't use it if you can see. Just a quick soapy water test. That's always a good start. Make sure that there's no obvious signs of the hose for your barbecue are starting to break down. And then look at the date stamp that's on your gas cylinder. If you're using gas, they'll often have a test date. Just make sure it's not more than 10 years old and that it can be refilled. So just some really, again, use common sense. Of course, keep little kids away from hot surfaces. Wear a good apron. Get your tongs out and have a wonderful time when you're having those Barbies out in the backyard.
Safety and common sense, it is.
It is, exactly. Be safe and be smart and make sure you're standard as well, and you'll have a wonderful Christmas break.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bronwyn Evans of Standards Australia.
Thank you, Annalyn, and Merry Christmas to your listeners.
SBS.
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 SBS. SBS Radio.